This is the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Justin Kaufman is sitting in today from the download.
And I just want to say that you have had a great show up to this point.
National Compliment Day?
It is.
You're still acknowledging that?
I'm stretching it out. See? We were doing it all at the beginning, and now I'm stretching it out into the 5 o'clock hour.
Who doesn't like getting compliments? Especially millennials. You guys love compliments.
Justin, you're doing a great job today, but I think you looked better yesterday.
Oh, that's not a compliment.
That's tomorrow. Backhanded compliments tomorrow.
That's backhanded compliment day tomorrow.
I like the V-neck you had yesterday.
Thank you, buddy.
I told Kim off air that she got a very nice haircut.
And then Kim said,
I said, is that a backhanded compliment?
You're like, are you only saying it because it's National Compliment Day?
Exactly. Yeah.
See?
Us old people like a compliment too every now and then.
Her hair does look really good today.
I think your hair looks pretty good all the time.
Well, we're just saying it
because we're supposed to on National Compliment Day. No, I think seriously, people, when you appreciate what they do, tell them.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be just one day, guys. It can be all the time.
Yeah, good luck on this show. Every day.
All right. Listen. Hey, this is very important. Listen after 6:05 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Billy Joel at Wrigley Field September 7th. I want to go to that show so badly. You just have to answer a little Billy Joel trivia and maybe do some singing.
Are we going to do some singing?
Might have to do some singing.
Not a compliment, but your singing could be better.
Oh, it's National Compliment Day. That doesn't work. Can you say something positive about his not so good singing?
Yeah.
I've heard better singing.
I thought it was great over Christmas when we were singing for the WGN.
Well, I'm not warmed up. I mean, it's a talk show. I'm not warmed up. I need to warm up. Okay. I need an hour. I'm like an opera singer.
Well, I'll sing a little Billy Joel with you.
Thank you, Kim.
That'll be fun. After 6:05, you got to get warmed up by then.
All right.
So call in then for your chance to win. But we got other things to get to here. It's time for something special.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay, we will. The White House delivered a stern message today to the mayors of cities, including Chicago, that provide protections to illegal immigrants. President Trump addressed mayors from around the country in a conference on the economy and infrastructure. He took aim at invitees that no-showed, didn't show up to this event, many of them from sanctuary cities, making a point.
Sanctuary cities are the best friend of gangs and cartels like MS-13. You know that. Mayors who choose to boycott this event have put the needs of criminal illegal immigrants over law-abiding Americans.
Yeah, okay.
Mayor Emanuel was among those who chose not to show to make a point, doesn't agree with the White House policy on this. Separately, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders emphasized the administration's problem with cities acting independently on federal law.
We would love to be able to work with these mayors, particularly on issues like infrastructure and other things, but we cannot allow people to pick and choose what laws they want to follow.
What? I have a problem with the way that this is being played out politically. Sanctuary cities, the whole point, and I'm sure texters will get at me at this, but isn't the whole point that the federal government, ICE, wants police officers to hold illegally, unconstitutionally, anyone who gets picked up longer than they should so they can come and pick them up for immigration status violations? The issue that the Chicago police, the San Francisco police, the New York police, other police have, they say, we got our own problems. Yeah. We're not going to do the work for you. You can't be the federal government. That's the whole idea of federal versus state. There's this cherry picking idea that comes from the federal government right now. There are some times that they'll say, oh, there needs to be a separation between the national government and the state level government. That's for the states when it comes to health care, things like that. But then you get into this kind of stuff and they say, oh, it's federal government. No, it's federal. You have to follow federal law. I understand the concept of there is an immigration law, but I do also understand the Chicago Police Department has resource issues. We just heard it from Sergeant Pete.
We did hear about that, and it was a poignant. My second point
on this, I'll do it real quick, is they're going to get this done in immigration in 16 days when mayors from around the cities aren't showing up to boycott conversations about immigration policy. The Department of Justice is sending out new credos against the cities about their involvement in sanctuary cities. We got a long ways to go.
So the mayors who boycotted New York, Boston, Denver, Chicago, New Orleans, many of the major cities across the country.
Democrats.
all met a few blocks away and said they didn't want to go to the White House under false pretenses to talk about infrastructure. That's how it was billed when they knew it was going
to
launch
garbage.
Into
go
this
to the meeting.
Discussion.
How can you get anything done and push your agenda if you're not going to show up to the meeting to begin with?
Just show up.
Just show
Part
up.
Our life is really just about showing
how about
up.
How about we go there? How about we have a new thing when it comes to the budget, spending, immigration, everything we've been talking about? Just show up.
Let's have
a show up.
Show us that you're actually trying to make something happen. All right, checking in at
Number four.
Thank you, Orion. Judge Rosemarie Aquilina put the exclamation point, boy did she ever, on the sentencing hearing for disgraced USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar, who was sentenced to between 40 to 175 years. That's on top of the 60 years he was already sentenced for the federal child pornography charges. He'll be going to jail, prison for the rest of his life. 7 counts of criminal sexual conduct. That's what they dealt with in court today.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months. I just signed your death warrant. Wow. I find that you don't get it, that you're a danger. You remain a danger. I'm a judge who believes in life and rehabilitation when rehabilitation is possible. I have many defendants come back here and show me the great things they've done in their lives after probation, after parole. I don't find that's possible with you. You do not deserve to walk outside of a prison ever again.
Don't disagree, but it's strange comments to say I've signed your death warrant.
He'll die in prison. He doesn't deserve to be on the outside. She made a very strong statement today. One of the victims was as young as 6, she said, when he started this kind of behavior. The whole thing just so horrifying. I think these were young girls. And
so much more to come in this
there
story,
really
too.
There really is. They're
already I think it was the Michigan State of the
Michigan
House
State
of Representatives.
Oh.
The House of Representatives just put I don't think they have any. They just signed or passed something through that they recommend the firing of or resignation of the head of Michigan State University. So it's already the dominoes are about to fall.
Well, you look at Penn State officials there went to jail over the Jerry Sandusky situation, and could that happen somewhere else? I don't know. There's an investigation to see who knew what when and what complaints were ignored, because it does seem like some of these young girls did come forward very courageously, and either they were ignored or weren't taken seriously, or something happened there that really failed them.
I haven't paid too much attention to the getting into the details of this case, but it sounds like Larry Nassar's defense was, I'm a doctor, this was not sexual abuse, I was treating them.
They kept coming to see me. Why would they keep coming to see me if I was abusing them? He was a master manipulator in the end. If your parents can be in the room during some of these exams or sitting just outside and never found out.
Will Hobson from the Washington Post told us, the volleyball player at Michigan State, they called him the crotch doctor. Yeah. Not a good name to have for the doctor that is the person who's,
treating young girls.
Right.
Despicable. We are checking in at
number three.
Tuesday's edition special report with friend of the show, Brett Baer. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin says he is worried about the missing stroke page, the two FBI agents who sent those text messages, because the messages he has seen so far imply corruption, a secret society, he indicated, within the FBI and DOJ.
What this is all about is further evidence of corruption, more than bias, but corruption at the highest levels of the FBI and that secret society. We have an informant that's talking about a group that were holding secret meetings off-site. There's so much smoke here. There's so much suspicion.
Let's stop there. A secret society, the secret meetings off-site of the Justice Department.
Correct.
And you have an informant saying that?
Yes.
You can hear in that yes. He's like,
kind of maybe.
Yes, maybe.
Well, he's walking back some of those comments today. We're going to talk to Andy Field from ABC News about what people are making of that. Some are saying it's a distraction from the Mueller investigation. Very startling comments for a senator to make. What's the truth? What do we know? And why does he seem to have this hunch and felt comfortable putting that out there? We're going to talk about that. Coming up, there's a bonus cut here. However, this morning with Bill Hemmer, Senator Johnson, he tried to clarify his comments about that so-called secret society.
Yeah.
Did your informant confirm that these off-site meetings took place?
Now, listen, the term secret society comes from Strzok and Page. Yeah. All I said when I read that, it didn't surprise me because we are the committee that whistleblowers come to talk about all kinds of problems throughout the federal government. And so I had heard of a group of people within the FBI holding secret offsite meetings. So I was just kind of connecting the dots. That didn't surprise me when I heard that term. But again, that's Strzok and Page's term, not mine.
Just to be clear then, are you backing off of what was spoken last night?
No, I'm saying exactly the same.
Almost exactly the same thing, except it's a little different.
The distinguished senator from Wisconsin. I will say, who was your informant? Informant. I have one. I mean, this guy at the bar. This informant might not be the right word. Secret.
We'll try to make sense
of that. I watched the TV like you did.
Accusations about the FBI and the things that that's coming up in just after 5:30. So stay tuned for that right before we do the Billy Joel ticket giveaway. Checking in at
number two.
Candidates gathered for the first televised Democratic gubernatorial. I always love that word. Gubernatorial.
Yeah, it's a good word.
Forum on NBC5 last night. Did you see it? The most awkward moment of the evening probably came here when moderator Carol Marine asked rivals J.B. Pritzker and Chris Kennedy, can you just say something nice about each other?
Well, I admire very much the work that Mr. Kennedy's family has done on behalf of the Special Olympics. It's something very important for us to recognize. I want to congratulate him and his family on the work that they've done.
Mr. Kennedy?
Okay. Mr. Kennedy? Mr. Kennedy.
I mean, I'm challenged in this election because I think that as Democrats, we believe government can be our ally. And when JB emerges as the poster child of all that's wrong with the corrupt system in our state, it's difficult for me to heap praise on him. And that's where I unfortunately need to
end. So there's that. So,
That wasn't something nice.
There you
There's
go.
Nothing nice you could say. Isn't that sort of debate?
He was waiting for the compliments for National Compliment Day, which is today. So he didn't want to give them out yesterday.
Okay.
That's worse than my backhanded compliments.
Yeah. I love Carol Marine. There's no doubt. And this is not a knock on Carol. But the trend of debates now where you have to say something nice about the other candidate, I could do without it because it's always
as a candidate, you have to prepare for that.
Yeah, you know what's
coming,
right?
It's debate protocol. You sort of know
But you give Chris Kennedy the opportunity to get on the in the top five at five if he just doesn't do it. Then everyone's, Chris Kennedy was not nice to J.B. Pritzker.
He took some heat for it. I think a lot of the political reporters were immediately tweeting and jumped on that one.
He was pretty... he just wasn't there. I mean, that was really about the real story was J.B. Pritzker and Daniel Biss.
And going after each other. Yeah. And Daniel Biss said later, I don't know what his internal polling shows, but he was going after me and I didn't expect it.
Yeah, right.
So
what does that say? What does that say about what J.B. Pritzker thinks of Daniel Biss?
Maybe he is some kind of a threat.
Yeah.
All right. We've got one more to go. Checking in at
number one.
At an emotional New York press conference today, Elton John announced he will retire from touring after a lengthy farewell swing.
It's all around the world. Every continent you can possibly think of, I'm going to. And it'll be the best production I've ever done. And it'll be a wonderful way to thank people. And it's a way of going out with a bang. I don't want to go out with a whimper. I want to go out with a big bang. I'm not the sort of guy who's a whimpery guy.
No, he's not. He does have a lot of bang. There's no question. So everybody's been wondering, is he going to come to Chicago? And has he set all his tour dates yet? I guess the Sun-Times is reporting the tour includes two dates in Chicago, October 26th, 27th, at the United Center.
I thought he's going to be playing Tiny Lounge. Oh, no, he's doing United Center? Oh, cool. I thought maybe...
It'd be great to see him in a small venue, though, too, wouldn't it?
I thought he was doing the Gallery Cabaret in Bucktown. I guess he's not. I guess he's still doing United Center. Okay, I wasn't sure.
All right, clears that up for everyone. Yeah, right. Let's wrap this thing up.
The top five at five.